We need to talk. No, it's not what you think. It's just something's been bothering me lately, and I wanted to talk to you about it. Yeah, it is about the other night. I know I said it was okay, but I've been thinking about it, and I'm really. We agreed that we'd try and branch out some more. I was going to be the submissive one, and you would. Look, I know you're not as comfortable with switching as I am, but I'm really, really. Look, I really love you, honey, I do, but I feel like my needs aren't being met right now, and I don't think I'm asking that much of you. Just once, twice, a few times a month, I just want you to stop being the little bitch, you know, and be a fucking man and dominate me like I do you. God, you don't have to do anything crazy. I'm not asking you to draw blood here, just, you know, some spanking, a little name calling maybe. A hand around the throat. Not too much. I know it's intimidating and maybe a little uncomfortable, but you couldn't even. I mean, honey, you went limp the second you called me a slut. I know you love me, but come on. Thank you. I know you're sorry, and I know you can't help it. It's just never been your thing. I get it. I know about your kinks from the beginning of this relationship, and I want to say. I'm sorry too. Well, yes, for the outburst, but I have to come clean about something. The girls' night out last Friday. It wasn't. Oh, God. Please don't be mad at me. I know we've talked about this a little bit before, and I was wrong to jump into it without you, but I cheated on you. There, fuck, I said it. I cheated on you, and I'm so sorry. Honey, please say something. Anything. Are you. Wait, honey, look at me. Look at me. Are you for real right now? Are you really turned on by this? By me fucking somebody else? I mean, we've talked about it maybe. Trying it in the past, but I didn't know how serious you were, and I really shouldn't have. You want to talk about this later? Are you sure about that? Wait. You want me to tell you about it while you jerk off? Okay, if that's. Is that really what you want, honey? Well, then take it out, I guess. Oh my God, you're really into this? Well, okay then. Can you start jerking it for me then? I love watching you do that. Who is he? Oh, you know, he's a friend from work. I could tell you a bit. I could tell he had a bit of a thing for me. In fact, everyone could tell. And just by the way he looked at me, he wasn't very shy about it either. I could just. feel him checking me out anytime I turned around. I think he wanted to be caught, and I wanted to catch him. It was our little game, you know. I played it up for a bit. Made it impossible to not stare. I mean, you saw what I wore to work. Did you really believe I dressed like that because office was hot? A half-truth, I guess. Every day must have been hell for that poor guy, though. Yeah, he caught up to me just as I was leaving work one day, and he wanted to get drinks. I mean, I could tell that he had taken up some time to work up the courage to ask me out, and, well, I was so frustrated about the other night that I said yes. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's what the last minute text was about. You know, it's funny. The girl said they'd cover for me if you asked about our night out, but you never did. Weren't you suspicious? Like, at all? I mean, weren't you hoping that I was cheating on you? Is that what you think we do every time we go out? Just pick up other men? Have them buy us drinks and then thank them later in the bathroom? Is that what you want me to do? Anyway, I told him I knew this great place down the street that... Yes, honey, we went there. I know it's your usual hangout. I know people know you there, too, so I made sure they saw us together. That's right. All your little drinking buddies are going to know that your girlfriend is stepping out on you. I don't care what they think. I'm not the bad guy here. In fact, some of the regulars even gave me this look like they knew. They understood that you were a loser who couldn't keep a good woman no matter how hard he tried. I'm sure they'd seen it all before, too. Your girlfriend's making eyes at other men across the room. Hell, a few of them probably even took a shot themselves. Still, I'm sure you have at least one noble friend out there. One friend who will warn you about your cheating girlfriend. But you'll only whisper out some weak excuse, and then they'll know the truth that you're just a little bitch. A cuck. Serially unable to keep his girlfriend satisfied. It's only fair I went around someone I'm more compatible with, right? I'm so glad you agree. Oh, it's such a weight off my chest. Oh, incompatible we were. It was in the air. You could feel it, the whole bar could. I could still sense some nervousness from him, though, you know? Like, he wasn't sure if he could actually fuck someone else's girlfriend. He's a good guy like that. I think it made him want me even more, you know? So I took the initiative. I told him I was done drinking and that he needed to take me back to his place. Now. Because I wanted. That 5-minute cab ride was so painful, but the elevator ride up to his apartment, that was torture. So close, yet so far. It took me everything not to jump him on the spot, but he stayed patient. Those first steps into the apartment had my heart racing, and when I heard the door slam behind him, I damn near melted. I was on my knees before I even realized it. I looked up at him with my puppy dog eyes, and I told him I was a stupid, cock-hungry slut, and I needed daddy's dick in my mouth. This a fucking instant. He looked like he'd seen a ghost. I don't think he realized what a fucking freak he had on his hands. He didn't need to say anything, though. He knew just what to do. He tore his shirt off and threw it across the room. By that time it landed, his pants were around his ankles. Then, well, I probably looked like I'd seen a ghost. It was... Wow, I mean, I barely had time to appreciate it before he grabbed the back of my head and shoved it in. Honey, he started face-fucking me. And my God, the sound of it. Unholy, I thought there was something they just played up in porn, but... Something between moaning and laughter. Oh, honey. That was the first time I'd had my face fucked. And it was so fucking hot. But you didn't think I had it in me, did you? Neither did I. Actually, not until I was well. Not until he was in me. That could have been you fucking my face, honey, you know? But you're just too much of a little beta male bitch to even try. You'd never just fucking grab me and shove me on that cock, would you? You don't have it in you to take charge like that. You love all this, though, don't you? I haven't seen you this turned on in a long time. Keep stroking, honey. I'll tell you when you can come. At some point, God knows when he finally stopped, I'd lost track of how long his dick had been in my mouth. Kind of hard to concentrate like that, you know? Can you just imagine the sounds I made with having his dick in my mouth? I wish you would make me face fuck you like that. Oh, just like that. He told me Daddy didn't want to come yet, and I was all too happy to oblige. Actually, it was nice to be able to breathe again. God, honey, you should have seen me. I was a fucking mess. My tears had completely ruined my makeup. It was all running down my face and my shirt. God, my shirt was completely fucking covered in spit. It looked like I'd been in a wet t-shirt contest. And so I took it off and I added it to the pile. Then he told me to take the rest off too. My mouth was a good fuck toy, but Daddy wanted the real thing now. He made me crawl on all fours to the bedroom and I listened obediently. I was his after all. Like you were mine. He ordered me to sit on the foot of his bed and said he had a treat for me. He disappeared into the closet, and honey, when he came back out, he had a whole box of treats. I got up on the bed, and I told him, and he told me to lay flat on my stomach, and that's when he grabbed a hold of my wrists and tied me to the headboard. I knew it was coming next, and I was so fucking aching for it. I felt him grab my legs and spread them wide open. He tied each one to a bedpost. Oh, I was completely at his mercy. Just remembering that is making me so turned on. I felt his hands slowly run down my back and stop to feel my ass. All that daydreaming, and here it was, finally in his hands. He squeezed it and just... felt for a while like he was seeing how it compared to his fantasy, you know? Yeah, And then he gave it a spank. I could tell he was pleased. He made this kind of growl, like when he did it. God, it was so sexy. He could tell I loved it too. And he just kept spanking me over and over again. Yeah. You know, I don't even know what he was spanking me with. But it was driving me wild just hearing him dig through that fucking box. I was writhing around and struggling as best as I could against those restraints. Oh, I was so desperate to be fucked, begging to be fucked. But he never responded. When he was ready, he just put it in. I almost cried. It was so good. I'd never felt so full before. No thanks to you. Honey, he fucked me every which way that night, and it was so exciting to be the one tied up and fucking taken for once. His cock made me come so many times, I just lost count. I must have been quite the screamer too, because every time I came, he'd take his hand and cover my mouth. It was so natural for him, like he's used to this, having his fuck toys screaming in ecstasy. His neighbors must fucking hate him. Or maybe they're all cucks like you, pressing their ears up against the wall so they can listen in on him while he fucks and they jerk off. I can't blame them. Not many people get that close to experiencing a real man. Are you ready to come, honey? You look like you are. I'll tell you what, I'll finish this story and tell you where he came, but you have to do something for me. When I tell you to come, you have to stand up for yourself. Prove to me there's a real man somewhere deep inside you. Call me a bitch, a cunt, a cheating whore. Call me a stupid fucking slut. Call me anything, you worthless fucking cuckold, and I'll tell you, I'll let you have this. If you don't, you're going to ruin your orgasm for me. Understand? You'll take that hand off your cock as soon as you come, and you'll just sit there in agony. The choice is yours. Get ready, honey. Oh, when he was getting close, he leaned in and he asked me where I wanted his cum. Such a gentleman. He offered to pull out, but I said no. After all this, I needed it inside me. I needed something to remember him by. Something to take home with me. I needed a load worthy of that huge fucking cock buried deep inside me. I cried, I screamed, I want you to come in my pussy, daddy. And oh my god, he gripped my wrists and even harder and let out the manliest growl I've ever fucking heard. I just came to just at that sound of it. Now stand up for yourself, you fucking bitch. Take me down a few pegs and you can have that fucking orgasm. It's up to you, you fucking loser. Now. Do it now. Come for me and call me a bitch.